What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and the other host is...
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
Already. Hey, if this is your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. This is a podcast we do every single goddamn week, and we talk about all the world events and love and relationships and all that crap, but it's coming from the mouths and the minds of two black men, well-rounded. We married, children, uncles, we brothers, we all of it.
Damn right.
We damn right. Anyway, we usually kick this podcast off every week. We're getting something off our chest. And that's just a little segment we do. We just express a frustration that we're going through.
Yes, and I have one, y'all.
You got one?
By the way, Married with Children was a funny show.
It was a good show. I just brought up Married with Children to you, didn't I, Kennedy? Yeah, we was talking about Christina Applegate.
Really?
Yeah.
That show was hilarious.
Where'd that come from? Oh, because I said married.
Oh, yeah. Children. I'm like, Married with Children was...
Al Bundy.
Oh, man. That's... I love
it. We was talking about Christina Applegate. You know what? She aged very well.
That's the mother.
No, that's the daughter. Or the mother did, too. Okay. Can't remember her real name. But she was the daughter. Like the sex symbol daughter.
Oh,
I think she got sick. I'm not 100% sure, but she was on a show. She had another show more recently called
on Netflix.
Hate Me Now? No.
Yeah.
Hate Me Now or something like that? Die for Me?
Her husband died.
Yeah.
That show was fire.
Yeah, but you see how well she aged? Yeah, she looked really good
she
in that.
Same, yeah.
But anyway. Oh, he'd be all right. It might be different
right
on this one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you'll be.
It's the mystique.
You'll be okay.
But go ahead, Goose.
Oh, yeah. You know, me scrolling the internet, swiping.
Sorry, Katie Seagal. That's the mom's name.
Katie Seagal, yeah. She was on that biker show.
Yeah, Son of Anarchy. Yeah, she looked good, too. Yeah. She aged well, too.
The same, yeah. Scrolling the internet, and I keep seeing these videos of how... these kids, grown adults, I'm not sure the demographic.
Oh, it's a mixture.
It's a mixture, right? Mm-hmm. How they get in the traffic and they make that circle and the cars get the spinning out in circles.
They call them street shutdowns. Well, basically, you're talking about they go in the intersection.
Yeah, and just be.
One by one, somebody does a donut and they just spinning and fast and furious and all over the goddamn cities.
I don't understand the craze and the rave about this, especially when these cars be running over y'all out in the street and then y'all act like it's a good time.
Yeah.
I've seen two videos specifically.
You see we're hitting out that dude like 40 yards.
These cars be punting these people across the parking lot or across the street. And y'all keep doing it. It's stupid as hell to me, man. Why are you all doing that in the middle of the street? Two, go to a racing track or empty parking lot, which is still dumb to me, but go to an empty parking lot or something and have some organization. Have somebody like, hey, y'all back up. You will get hit by these cars.
It's not going to happen.
What is this, man?
The problem is you got – that happens because you got a bunch of idiots around with their little bolt-on Mopars and all of these Civics. The Civics are usually front-wheel drive. But you got all these rear-wheel drive cars. They start doing donuts spinning out. One, they do it illegally, so they got to get in and get out. That's why it's usually an intersection, because if it's enough of them, they can block off all four streets.
Okay.
That's a big enough section, which I agree with you. If you're going to do something stupid like this, do it in the middle of a parking lot. But two, you got these people standing around, and a lot of them are at that age group where this that frontal lobe development where they don't recognize danger.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got this vehicle that's literally – redlining on an RPM, spinning around in a circle, and you're going to stand somewhere near it. And often, somebody ends up getting hit. Good. Good for you. You deserve to get smacked by one of these cars. Thing is, it's like, People don't understand what danger they put. Like, everybody know I'm into old school cars. Mm-hmm. I'm into cars, period. I love cars, but I'm really into old school. You don't see a lot of people with old school cars doing stuff like this. Don't see it that often. Mm-mm. Because it's too valuable.
Yeah.
We ain't trying to mess nothing up.
Yep.
Is my car capable of it? Absolutely. But you ain't going to see me doing it. It's stupid. Yeah. Why?
Yeah.
Mess around and snap my axle. Would you see that stuff happening? Yeah. Axle breaking, somebody hit something, hit another car, spin out of control. You see it happening all the time. But again, it's idiots, man. I don't understand it.
That's what got me on it, because there was a incident where a guy, they spinning, and he hits another car, right?
Uh-huh.
That's literally parked.
Right.
I mean, you asking for it to happen.
Right, because he's part of the event, too. Yeah, he just parked his car right there.
So he gets out of his vehicle and starts shooting into
the car
that hit him. And I'm like, hold on, I thought this is what...
It was a community. Yeah. Oh, man. It ain't like Fast and the Furious where they all ride back to their garages and fix each other's cars. Nah. He's just a bunch of idiots that was in a parking lot. Hey, let's go do donuts. Like,
and then stupid, you get out, man. And now this guy's arrested for attempted murder. Yeah. Luckily, the other dude didn't get hurt, but he shot into his vehicle.
Yeah.
But this is what you asked for, man.
And that's the thing. That's why I think they need to crack down harder on the people like street racing. Man. We done had friends that lost kids over stuff like that.
Oh yeah,
we done. I know a few people that's lost people from other people street racing.
Mm-hmm.
Just an innocent person going on about their business, making a turn or whatever, and you got some idiots racing down the street. Look, if you think your car's that fast, take it to the track.
They got
places for stuff like that. That's like, why would you take your skateboard into a mall when you got a skateboard park you can go to?
That's what I'm saying. You have, like you said, tracks. You got places to go where you ain't got to worry about the police.
Yeah. Look.
Why are you all doing this?
The Dodge Challenger and Charger people, they annoy the shit out of me.
Oh, yeah.
All right. They got their little yellow shipping container strips on the front of their car where they suddenly turn that into the fashionable thing to do to your car. You know, you see them with the yellow bumper.
Yeah.
That's literally because shipping, that's a protection cap that they put on there. And you got enough people that didn't take it off or didn't know it was supposed to come off. Now it's like the thing to do. It's literally a plastic cap that you just pull off.
And they just leave it
on. They just left it on there. Okay. So you got them fools. Everybody think they driving a demon or a Hellcat, and they not. And then you got the BMW drivers.
Mm-hmm.
I despise you. All BMW, look, they got these commercials, the ultimate performance machine. You driving a 3 Series. It is not a performance machine, okay? It might be a little torquey, but it's not a stop speeding through traffic. You speeding through traffic does not prove, just because you're speeding doesn't mean your car is fast. If you doing 60 in a 45, that's speeding. I hate these people. You going to make me go off on a tangent. The other people I can't stand is on the completely different side of this. Prius drivers. I don't know what it is about these cars that turn people into idiots.
They small and they can get in and out.
They either speeding and acting like a fool, or they're driving as if the wind is going to rip off the goddamn paint job. So they have to drive at 3 miles an hour.
Ah.
They on completely different ends of the spectrum within them damn cars. But them three, the Mopar, which is, you know, motoring parts, which is Dodge, BMW, and Prius.
Mm.
Park them all in the same parking lot and crush the cars.
Dang. You guys
every morning, I run into an idiot either in a BMW. Usually a BMW, every single time, they're going to cut you off.
Yeah.
So what do? I usually cut them off first because I'm petty. Somebody in a BMW, usually in the morning. In the afternoon, there's always somebody in a Charger or a Challenger. A Challenger, Dodge, driving stupid in the middle of traffic. I see you at the stop sign, homie.
Yep.
I see you at the stoplight.
Yep. True. Stop going to these events, man. Well, our demographic ain't doing that. But if y'all see it happening, avoid it, because you might get hit by, spinning out a car.
If you drive a Prius, later on today, just open your eyes and pay attention to what you're doing and see if I'm not right. You're going to be like, I be damn, man, I'm driving slow, ain't
holding
no traffic. Or why did I speed to this stoplight?
This man here, Prius.
I don't know what it is about them three cars, though.
I'm about to see 100 Priuses now. Watch.
Speaking of cars.
Is this off your chest?
It's getting off my chest.
Okay.
So I got a little, I call it my little go bag. Anytime I'm in an old school car or something, I got a little random bag of tools that I just throw in the trunk just in case something goes down and I got to get out and do something. Mm. And I was, well, I had my main bag and I was like, look, let me build a go bag just for this. Cause I got my main bag. You probably seen a little brown bag, yep. Got a bunch of tools in it. That's the easy bag. I can pretty much do anything with that little bag. If I need more specialized stuff, I got bigger tool bags. But I was like, I ain't carrying all of this stuff around. I don't need a pipe wrench.
No.
in this bag that I throw in back of my car. So I was like, let me get me a little small bag and just throw random stuff in there that I might need. Socket set, adjustable wrench, crescent wrench, channel locks, Allen wrenches, just random stuff that you might need for a car. Mm. Not a lot. And so I had a set, and I had this bag put together. I start up the Mustang, letting it warm up. I go out there, and I see some oil coming out. Long story short, I needed a 9/16 socket set, a socket. I needed a 9/16 socket. All right, that's just a socket set. You know, they call ratchet wrench. If you don't know what a socket set is or a socket, you know the ratchet wrench go, makes a little noise. So I go, I'm looking through my little go bag, and I'm like, they didn't put no 9/16 in this socket set. That's weird. That's annoying. Anyway, let me go in here with my actual socket and my tools and grab me a 9/16. Grab the 9/16, tighten this little bolt down that was kind of loose. I'm out. I was like, you know what? Let me cruise around a little bit. I'm going past the AutoZone. Stay with us, y'all. I should have said it at the top of that whole rant. Stay with us. Just let me get this off my chest. I'm like, oh, perfect. I can run in here and get me a wrench real quick, a socket. Not a wrench, a socket, just a 9/16 going AutoZone. And in my little tool bag, so in this set, you have a 1/2-inch size wrench, you have a 3/8-inch size wrench, and you have a 1/4-inch just for different sizes. You know what I'm saying? I got the 1/4-inch, the smallest, just so I could throw it into the bag, and it ain't taking up a bunch of space. So I'm looking for the small size 9/16. I'm like, you know what? I'll just bite the bullet and buy me an individual. Because you buy anything individual, it costs more than just buying a whole set. You know, you might buy an individual little tool for, what, $10, and you can buy a whole set for $15. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So looking in there, don't see it. The sizes go from 7/16 to 1/2-inch to 2-inch or something like it.
Mm-hmm.
They completely skip over the 9/16. This is some daddy shit, some car guy shit.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah. I'm throwing out random numbers.
That's why I'm laughing.
It makes absolutely no sense what I'm saying. Goose gets it, but a lot of y'all probably don't understand where I'm coming from. But like, I'm going to tell you the difference right now. I'm looking for this specific size. It's like if you go buy you some shoes and you go into a Foot Locker, you wear a size 9. They got a 7, 7.5, 8, 8.5, and 10.
Yeah.
And you like, where's the 9? Oh, we don't sell 9s. Why the hell would you skip over 9, 9.5, and jump right to 10? That's where I'm at right now. That was my frustration. And out of the – Kenny, how many people you know, how many women you know wear a size 9? Most? What size you wear? 8.5. So you could probably get your foot in a 9 if you wanted to. Depending on the size, the shoe, you might need a 9, right? Yeah. How frustrating would it be for you to go in some goddamn store, a whole franchise, and they not have a 9 or a 9.5?
It's like a 10.5 for men or 11 for men. You like, you know they should have that. Or it's sold out because of how common it is. That size.
Yeah. But this boat, come on.
They don't even have it.
I started looking at the little things and say, oh, maybe they out of them. They don't even have a 9/16 in the goddamn store. They had one set that was like a 200-piece set that had a 9/16. I don't need 200. I need one.
Yeah.
So I'm checking out ahead of Mar with me. I'm checking out. Guys, like, I'm ringing out because Mar found a little car that he wanted, a little toy car. You find everything okay? No.
Hell no.
He's like, oh, what do you need? I said, I need a 9/16 socket. He's like, oh, come on, man. All right, let's go. He's looking, looking. Hey, Jim, we're looking for Nancy. They didn't have one.
Jim come around the corner. Hey, where the hell are you
looking for there, boy? In the half-inch size, but not the quarter-inch size. No 9/16.
We ain't got it. We ain't got it.
Anyway, I understand that's a very specific thing, but that pissed me off. What was that, Sunday night, Saturday night? Whatever night that was, I was mad.
He called me, and I'm like, ain't nobody going to understand. I talked to you
yesterday. Yeah.
Nobody's going to understand what you're talking about.
Take it to shoes.
But the shoe situation,
if you was buying somebody a pair of shoes or you needed a pair of shoes that was a 9, 9.5, and the store you went to, the main shoe store that sells shoes is throughout the whole world, and they only got an 8 and jumped to a 10. That's the frustration I'm at.
At AutoZone. That's crazy.
There ain't nobody listening that ain't never stepped foot in the AutoZone. Yeah.
That's wild. We need to complain about that. Let's rally up together, y'all. Petition this. I don't understand.
Stay with us, y'all. I should have said it at the top of that whole rant. Stay with us. Just let me get this off my chest.
I was like,
I'm going to put that in. Stay with us. I just need to get this off my chest.
They're going to be like, 9/16, what comes next? Whatever. Anyway, that's what you got, man. You got that off your chest. Are you going to keep patronizing their facilities?
I mean, honestly, I usually go to Pep Boys, but I was driving past the AutoZone.
Oh, okay. So I guess that's a no. Pep Boys it is.
Yeah. Nah, if it was a Pep Boys anywhere in the vicinity, I would just drove over to that. But I was literally driving and I look over to my right and I see AutoZone. I'm like, oh, let me just run over here real quick.
Cool.
Moving
on. And before we forget, because we keep on forgetting, my wife, You've Got Mail, has a underreported podcast on YouTube and on all streaming platforms. We appreciate the support. It's growing.
Yeah.
And I know it's going to be something.
Yeah. Tell them what it's about.
Okay, so it's basically, it's a play on and off this under-repped shirt, but it's crimes against minority women. Okay, and it's called underreported because most of these crimes are underreported. You will find, because now we're going down these rabbit holes of cases and cold cases, and you will be like, dang, the police didn't even investigate this case like they should have, or this case wasn't even reported until 2 years after the fact. People been missing 5 years and they've only reported this in the last year or so, and you wouldn't even notice if you don't investigate it or if you don't even try to look it up. And it's majority minority women, so Mel is bringing it to light. Some of the cases have been reported on. She's just bringing it to us, so now you and I will be aware. And there are some cases that some of the individuals have reached out to Mel and was like,
really?
Yes. And was like, hey, we see that you did this story. We would love to help shed more light on it. Like the individuals that are involved in the crime.
I mean, the situation ain't dope, but that's dope that it's having that much of an impact.
Yeah. So it's wild. And what will be crazy is if one of these stories ever gets solved because of, or comes back open because of this whole podcast situation, that would be wild.
I'm going to go ahead and speak this into existence that Underreported is going to end up being a national television show.
Oh, man. I would love
that. I'm already speaking that into existence. Mm-hmm. I'm putting the vibrations out
there. Put it out there.
It's making a difference already. And yes. She's only been doing it for, how long she been doing it?
Shoot.
It's season 2, right?
Season 2, yep.
But, yeah, it's season 2.
Season 2.
And she's just been doing it herself. This ain't no massive production of, you know, $200 million spent to make this up and going. It's been Mel in front of a camera telling these people's stories. So that's dope.
Researching, doing the work up at night, typing the stories out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a job.
Yeah, so, I was on the show. Yes. I feel like I failed Mel on the show. Look, this is the problem.
Go ahead.
Mel is a really good storyteller. Mm-hmm. Granted, she's not telling the story. She's just reading you what has happened. And the stories are so intriguing that you forget, as a guest on the show, that you are a part of this show and you're supposed to be
interacting
with her. Yep. I found myself just listening, like, I forgot to ask questions.
Yeah.
And, like, I forgot to do, because it's, like, it's so intriguing. And the stuff that that happens is just, like, you thinking to yourself, what?
It's a crazy dynamic. It is necessary.
It's necessary.
So what she does, she's telling people the, for example, I'm on the show. She will then tell me, as I'm supposed to be there as the audience. I'm supposed to ask the questions.
Yeah, the guest that is you y'all. All, yes. Yeah,
that you all probably are thinking. But as she's telling you.
You don't want to miss nothing.
You don't want to miss nothing. And like you're just listening. And
yeah.
And some of the crimes are just crazy. And you don't even want to slip up and say nothing wrong, you know. But
that's only your problem, Goose. We know you say something.
Yeah. But it's cool, man. I think it's cool.
It's gonna be a national show.
Her on YouTube and on Instagram is You've Got Mail, YOUVEGT. Not the O, not got, but GTMEL. Y'all see it. And it comes up on underreported on YouTube if you just put underreported. But it's cool. Absolutely. It's cool.
Good job, Mel.
Yeah. Moving on. What we got here? Hey, did y'all see this what's his name? Columbus short skit they have out with him talking about.
Ain't no skit. I think he was on a podcast. He was getting interviewed, I think.
He was getting interviewed. He was. And for some reason, I don't know how they got into him naming his son, but he named his son after Denzel Washington. And
yeah, I think they asked him, so I heard you named your son Denzel Washington, and they asked him to explain why.
Yes. Man, I'm telling y'all, this made my day. I chuckled. I laughed, man. So Columbus Short, great actor, cool guy. Well, I'm saying cool guy like I know the dude. Great actor. Denzel Washington off of Training Day. Y'all seen Training Day. He would make the I forgot that dude's name. The guy he was training.
Yeah.
Whatever. He was
Hoyt.
Hoyt.
Yeah, that was Hoyt. the name of the movie.
Okay.
Yeah, the name Hoyt. Of the movie. Hoyt. I don't remember his first name. Something Hoyt.
He said Denzel Washington kept making Hoyt feel like a little.
I think he met Denzel Washington.
I know.
Oh, you getting to that. Okay.
Denzel was making the boy, the Hoyt guy, feel like a little nigga. So then when he met Denzel.
Jake Hoyt. Yeah.
Denzel kept making Columbus Short feel like a little. You know.
Well, he kept calling him that.
Oh, he kept calling him. That's what he said. Okay.
No, I think he said he was calling him little.
Oh, he was
like,
calling
hey, come
him.
Come on there, little. Like.
Okay. So. Either way, he said once he had his son, he was like, we're going to call him Denzel. And his wife was like, why? He was like, shit, because that's my little nigga.
Now I get to call him little nigga.
Hey, like, the host went silent, and then they started, oh, that's deep.
No.
That's real deep.
That's, man, look. If you interviewing somebody, you need to learn to keep that shit 100%. Man. Keep it 100 for real. If you sitting here and be like,
hey,
I'd be like, wait, homie, stop, pause, rewind. You named your son on the premise that you get to call him little. off of someone who you felt disrespected from. Disrespect from.
I can't do this too much. Okay, let me put
it. There you go. Yeah. You ain't got no hairline, so it don't work. It don't.
Just go. I don't be wearing hats like
man,
that.
Man, I can't. Look. It's
not even that for me.
What is it?
It's the fact that you named your son after Denzel, and this man Denzel has made so many inspirational speeches, have said so many has made history as a black man in the acting industry. You use nothing from this man's resume.
Nothing positive.
You say,
now I'm son, like who just said?
Training Day.
Like Bubba Gump said, I'm sonning him now. You're not.
Hey, man. I'm laughing so much because people, entertainers, celebrities, your neighbor, whoever, people are people, man. And they're just like you. When I saw this, I was like, man, he's about to say something. I'm about to be inspired. Hold on. This man said,
look,
and stood back like he dropped the mic.
At this point, this is, I'm sure it's viral. I know Denzel has seen this. This is the problem. If somebody knows me and names their son Marcus because of me, mm-hmm. my first inclination is to feel proud.
Yep.
Honored. Mm-hmm. Like, then I would ask, but why?
Yep.
Denzel has seen this. Denzel Washington has seen this. It was like, the little did what?
Hey.
Hold up. If my daddy told me that my name, he named me Marcus because it was a dude that disrespected him. So now I'm like,
yeah.
We fighting.
Yeah.
Soon as I'm old enough. Soon as I got hands.
Yeah.
We fighting, daddy. Like, yeah. I'm changing my name. What's my middle name? I'm changing my first name to that. I'm getting rid of my first name.
Oh my goodness. And you know, I'm laughing about the situation. Whatever he believes in his heart, however he interprets the whole situation of calling his son Denzel, you know, that's
little
he feel good about that. So that's, you know,
problem. That he feels good because he
should have kept that one to himself. But if that's how he feels, you know, hey, there you go. You know what that
no,
he knows he, what that
he
feels.
He's dead
to
wrong.
Him.
He should feel up in the head.
He said, he was like, yeah, you know what? Well. Now he said it and it was like, now he my little.
Now that's my.
And I was like,
the host, damn it.
Oh,
who was the call the goddamn host out?
In the back, the dude's not on camera. You hear him, he was like, oh, that's deep. That's
man.
Deep. And then the host, like this. That's D.
I'd have been like, man, hold on. First of all y'all shut up. That shit ain't D. The hell we doing around here?
Hey, man. I don't.
Short, come here. Let me holler at you real quick.
I rarely comment on Instagram on posts because I don't be wanting no smoke. Whatever, man. I don't comment. I didn't even comment on this one, but I was going to and just put shit. But I couldn't. You can't just put shit. You got to hear that shit.
Shit. You lost your goddamn mind, man.
That name my
son. Come
soul.
On, man.
Yeah. But anyway, that was a.
Man, let's get on to some more stupidity. Moving on.
That tickled me right there, man. It tickled me. Some more stupidity, because, yeah, I know I be scrolling. Your boy, I don't know his name. Your girl. Nicki Minaj.
Is that Nicki Minaj's husband. Ray J's, it was Brandy's brother. Nicki Minaj's husband, because don't nobody know who he is. I didn't even know she was married.
I didn't know she was married to him. I thought it was her baby daddy or whatever. But I don't know of him. It, you know, no disrespect, man, because we know you run these streets. You feel me?
He's outside. He's outside CVS.
Hey, right now. This man outside, he's, I know he's 40 plus, all right? I know he's 40 plus. He's outside. It's cold outside, and he got his pot, two partners with him. And they're calling.
It's more
than two. Oh, whoever, however many it is.
They had a Suburban full of dudes.
What's her name? Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj has beef with Cardi B, apparently. You know, I don't know.
I ain't know it either.
And then her husband is calling out Offset, Cardi B's husband.
So they didn't have beef themselves?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Whatever it is, yeah. What he's doing is uncalled for.
We don't know. We talking about what we saw on the goddamn
on these internets.
Yeah, hey, both going to come in. Well, first of all, y'all need to get the story right. We don't care about getting the story right. We talking about what we seen.
And I don't care what type of beef they got. Yeah, this is
it
funny.
Don't matter.
No, it don't. This is funny. This man is outside with two other or three other or a gang of grown men. I'm talking about grown 40, 50 plus men, year old men, calling out Offset.
Hold up. Now, I'm just Jazzy. Mm. He is Kenneth Petty, I think. Is that his name? He's a registered sex offender? Hell, boy, you ain't supposed to be outside.
My wife was
telling
me.
You better hope it went within 1,000 feet of a school.
My wife was telling me that, too, but I didn't know the story behind it, so I didn't want to say that. So, apparently, he is? Yeah.
All right, moving on.
I thought that was her brother, though.
So,
anyway.
Going into the situation, Offset and Cardi already got the upper hand. Go ahead.
Yes, because this guy's, and Nicki Minaj has to be embarrassed because this is crazy.
Man.
So this guy's out there, and they're filming themselves. They doing, you know, whatever. You know how little kids do, really. Yo, 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 what's up? What's up? We out here. You know what I'm saying?
They everybody got pointing that. Handguns. At
yo,
the,
B.
Literally their finger guns at the camera.
Yo, B. They got that up north aggressiveness. You know what I'm saying, son?
We outside. I ain't understand half of what they were saying, but they outside apparently.
But this guy says
we beside a pile of trash bags. Where you at?
they
we outside.
Hey, y'all know
trash, the dumpster was coming the next morning. Hey,
you know how in New Orleans when the night's over in New Orleans, yeah. Just trash all of them. That's how it was. They standing next to these trash bags. Talking about we out here. Y'all know what it is. We run this. And then he says, I know you're on vacation. Oh, why you on vacation?
Hold up. Time out. Did Cardi really post that's why not all rappers' husbands can drop their kids off at school? Or not all? If that's true, that's hilarious. My bad. Go ahead, Deuce.
This guy tells Offset, while you're planning or while you're on vacation, you better be planning your funeral.
Is that what he said?
Yes.
I couldn't understand it. But, I heard, you know, hey, boy, you on, hey, girl, look, I'm from the South. I know I don't be speaking clear all
and
the time.
Then,
but I didn't understand.
He's sitting there, and then, you know what I'm saying, he throw his hoodie on.
I just seen the.
You know what I'm talking about? He throw his hoodie on. They all, I
he
mean.
He pans it around to his partner. His partner was like, yeah, man, Lip bite.
This is. The other side of the internet, that double-edged sword, it makes people do the dumbest things, man. Like, this is, let me not move on. Offset then posts. He was like, y'all, look, Offset's getting off private jets.
He's giggling.
On vacation. Like,
Offset's giggling.
Y'all, if you looking for me, you ain't going to find me out there. You got to get up in the airplane, boy. You got to be on a PJ. What is it, PJ? You got to be up here. Across.
He said, y'all outside. Y'all broke.
You got to be over on the beach so in a foreign area, a foreign land or something. You're not going to find Offset out there with the trash bags, man.
Man.
Y'all crazy. Y'all are funny. I'm about to be 40. You would never, ever, if I don't even see myself having beef with anybody, let alone out in the streets with my partners filming ourselves. I take selfies?
Man.
If I
got beef with somebody, last thing I'm going to do is threaten them in front of a bunch of people. It's food.
That's true.
think about the technicalities of everything. He's sitting here doing all these threats.
Yep.
Watch yourself. Guard your grill. Whatever he was saying. Mm. Let's say something happens to Offset.
Yep.
You suspect numero uno.
Oh, man. Yeah.
They
oh,
looking yeah. at you and only you. And then where was you at this time? No alias would be good enough.
Yeah. And whatever else you got going on is going to get investigated.
Absolutely. So everything. They open up the book.
You a sex offender too? Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, exactly. I wasn't joking. You a sex offender. Now you out here making these threats. They going to investigate that. Where was he at? Where's the nearest school? Did he have to pass a school to get there?
Yeah.
they looking at everything.
Why can't you just be Nicki Minaj's husband?
Man.
This lady's worth millions of dollars, and she decided to be with you.
I didn't know she was married. I had no idea she was married, had a boyfriend talking. I just thought, I didn't think anything because I don't be keeping up with these people. But I could only imagine what her words were to him. It was bad enough when she was with Meek and him and Drake was beefing.
Mm.
Granted, lyrically, I think me won, but Drake washed him.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because of the popularity thing. That was bad enough. Now you would have at least people know Meek. Meek had a backing.
Yeah.
Meek had fans supporting him.
Yeah.
Meek had half the industry supporting him because he was locked up. Mm. People respect that man. Don't nobody know who this dude is?
Mm-mm.
You done married him now? He out here acting a fool?
With his other adult grown men friends.
They grown. These men are grown. These ain't no kids. These ain't no 20-year-olds. 18, 19, 20.
That frontal lobe is fully developed. Well, it might not be.
They might not have no frontal lobe, but they out, man. They grown men. They got kids. Maybe.
Literally said, plan your funeral. Like, where are you
man,
going?
Man, that's, I look.
I hope all of it's.
Thing is, it's not just that. I see, look.
It's probably, though, this is what I be saying about the internet, though. People do things so crazy that you have to believe that they're doing it. It's propaganda. Like, Nicki Minaj is about to come out with the beef mixtape on Cardi B or something. Or Cardi B is about to come out with another album or something. They're trying to generate some views.
But if that was the case, even Cardi B and Nicki Minaj ain't getting on standing in the street or sitting in a jet talking about this is what I'm doing.
But this is the plan.
Just Jazzy got all the tea on these people.
Yeah.
Like she is the Melanie of the chat right now. She said he can't be within 1,000 feet of the school. She had to sell her house because of its location to a school.
Boy, hey man, I don't know what you got with. Yeah, I don't know what you got going on. Be a husband.
Yeah, they said
and a dad.
Nicki and Cardi exchanged words on on Twitter. That's still different from standing out in the middle of the street beside some trash bags in the middle of the night.
Threatening somebody's life. Come on, Playboy. And this dude, Offset, still in his 20s, I believe.
Is he?
Yeah.
God dang.
Come on,
and
man.
And look how much more mature his reaction was. I mean, relative to what these dudes was doing.
I'm on a jet. He wasn't moving like this, but he was moving.
I don't be liking it when grown men be acting like, look, I'm a big fan of his. I just wish he would grow up. Jim Jones.
Oh, he's.
He just stay in the streets, in the hood, dressing like he 18.
They always talk about his hair got to get redone. Like he'll never get
the funniest thing I seen about his hair, they said it looked like he goes and gets it braided and then says brush it.
He probably does, man.
Man, I just went, I'm like, Jim, you a grandfather, man. Like, come on. What are you like?
That's
anyway,
true. He'd be
it's
out
like
there.
The rest of the, like everybody else, like kind of just grew out of that phase that he's still in.
Oh man, that's funny.
He got paper, I guess.
What's his name? Cam, Killer Cam.
Yeah.
And Mace.
Yeah, they got their podcast. They stupid.
Hey, that sports show they got.
Yeah.
They are wild.
They
man.
Stupid.
Yeah. That's their dynamic is crazy. Anyway.
She said I'm sick of Tyrese. Tyrese got something different going on.
I think Tyrese
he's literally got like some
mental stuff.
Some mental
right?
issues, but These other dudes, y'all just come on. Let the kids do that. Y'all. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah. Plan your funeral, man.
Don't be telling nobody yet.
I ain't say nobody's name. They don't
you
be
ain't
knowing.
Got to. They could twist that around anything. Well, you know AI.
That's showing up. And that's going to be my excuse for everything going forward. Y'all see anybody say anything derogatory about anybody, and it looks like me, that's AI. It ain't me, okay? Unless you sitting unless, right here in front of
but
me.
But that might be AI. I don't know if you sitting there right now.
I might be AI.
Anyway, moving on, Goose. Hey,
playing off of why can't this man be her husband?
Yeah.
Because she got all the money in the world, right? Do you I ain't even got my wordplay right.
So I can get this one.
There we go.
So I'm sure y'all heard about it. Tyler Perry was on I don't know what show he was on, but he was basically I'm sure y'all have seen it by now. Basically saying that it's okay, it's fine if you are a woman, so you're specifically speaking to black women, you are a black woman, you're making a certain amount of money, it's okay to date someone making significantly more or less than you. Mm-hmm. It's okay to do that if this man loves you, if he cares for you, if he's serious about you, it's okay to do that. And of course, that sent Tabitha Brown's internet all up into an uproar. Mm-hmm. Everybody's like, no, no, no. I think, hold up. We're gonna talk about that one or the other one?
So he said.
Let's do one at a time, okay, though, because I think we got different things to say on each one.
Okay.
So he was saying that, right? He was basically like, hey, look, it's okay. It's fine. So then you got you had a lot of women. Just Jazzy said, Jesus, not this again. We're going to talk about it because y'all ain't heard our point of view on it. I think the problem when people hear that, I know she all up in the comments today. I think the problem when people hear that is they think about, they automatically go to the far extreme. They thinking about a Beyonce getting with a dude that works at Walmart.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? They thinking about a billionaire or a multimillionaire getting with somebody that's making $30,000. That's not what he's saying. Or that's not the way I was taking it at all. That's not what it sounded like he was saying. If you are a woman in a career that is that you have the potential or already at the potential of making, let's say it's $500,000. Mm-hmm. $500,000 a year. That's what you're pulling in. You mean to tell me that it would be impossible for a woman making that much money to get with a man that's making $100,000 or even $85,000 a year?
Yep.
You're saying absolutely not. No, absolutely not. I couldn't do it. So you have that aspect of women saying they absolutely can't be with a man making significantly less than them. And then on the other side of this whole spectrum, if you have men saying they would never date a woman that makes more than them because of their own things that they have going on. In my opinion, you have the toxic masculinity meeting on the same playing field as a toxic femininity all at the same time.
Yeah.
Let y'all get together. Y'all seen the dudes out here that say that they absolutely couldn't date a woman that makes more than them. They absolutely couldn't. Get with one of them sorry ass. Mm-hmm. Y'all go ahead and date in the dating pool and be miserable together. Mm-hmm. Because I think the main issue with this is people go into relationships looking at the wrong thing. They're looking at something completely different from what they should be looking at. And if somebody goes into, let's say, all right, I don't want to use them because everybody's always using them. Let's say, all right, Oprah and Stedman.
Yep.
Now, I don't know shit about Stedman. I just know he's been Oprah's boyfriend for 98 years. Mm-hmm. But let's say Oprah was on her trajectory of being Oprah.
Yep.
She's already multimillionaire, nationally syndicated TV show. She meets Stedman. And let's say Stedman was working in the studio. Did Stedman play baseball?
I have no clue.
Let's say he was a sport athlete but wasn't doing well. Oprah making multi-millions of dollars on her way to be Oprah. She meets this retired baseball player that wasn't a major player, so he ain't got multi-millions, but let's say he got $900,000. Mm-hmm. That would never work because he ain't a multimillionaire like me. So these women that are in these positions that say that they can't make, they can't be with somebody that makes significantly less than them. They need somebody that makes more than them, or he got to make five times or whatever that case is. You stay on your trajectory and stay single and stay looking for that man. And when you find him, you let us know how he treats you in 5 years of y'all's relationship, if y'all make it that far, versus somebody that's going to love you unconditionally.
True. I've
let me see what y'all saying over here.
I think there's different dynamics when it comes to this, different situations.
The Oprah, I was saying build something. If you want somebody to make more to you, build something. This ain't saying you got to settle and you got to do this. If it's that detriment, that much of a detriment to, if the man's making less than you, if it hurts you that much, if you look at him that way, that says something about you.
That lady's comment about it, though. She said, look at Tyler Perry making it okay for women to just settle for any old thing, as if a man can't, a man shouldn't aspire to be great, right? So, if a man is making 80K and a woman is making 300K, that's okay. The man does, everybody always wants the man to grow more and more. If you're making 80K and you're comfortable making 80K, your bills are paid, and you're loving life at 80K, you can stay at 80K. The issue with what the lady was saying was,
so there was a lady that responded to the video.
Yeah, she was saying basically 80K isn't enough. Why are you going to settle for 80K when you could be making 300K?
That's what she
said. And if the man doesn't want to grow to 300K, she can't deal with it.
She said, look at Tyler Perry out here with your platform pushing women to settle for less instead of pushing black men to do more.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's not what this man was saying.
No.
That was not what he was saying.
This whole situation is, for example, Candy Boris and her husband.
Todd,
yeah.
Did somebody just...
She's making millions, and he was working as a production manager or on the set.
Yeah.
He ain't making her type of money or whatever. But she dated, you can say down or whatever, when it comes to financial status.
Mm-hmm.
And shoot,
they done built this empire.
They done made it work. He's building more with her, and she's comfortable with supporting him.
Right.
You know,
but take somebody like Candy.
True.
What would you have to do to meet Candy at her financial? First of all, first of all, Candy started making money, I think, when she was a teenager. God dang, she done wrote everybody's goddamn music. She's on these shows. She's got all of these businesses that she done started. If she can't find the potential in somebody that makes less than her, she wouldn't find nobody. But to be in that situation as a man, you have to be secure in yourself.
Yep.
And be okay with y'all's, you know, those type of insecurities can't exist. For a woman to be in that situation, you have to be mature. Mm-hmm. You have to be also secure in yourself.
Yeah.
But people that are in these situations that make it work, their minds aren't in the, let me say, undeveloped place that these other people's minds that find this absolutely outrageous.
Yeah.
They got their shit together. You know what I'm saying? And things change.
That's what I'm saying. So, okay. Me and my wife, for example.
You do yours, I'm going to do mine.
Okay, me and my wife, for example. She was in college, wasn't making no money. She lived with me. I paid all the bills. She graduated, got a job, still wasn't paying no bills. I was paying all the bills. Then the tides turned. Went from making what I was making, and she shot up damn near three times as much as I was making, right? So we already have a relationship dynamic. At this point, we're about to have our first child. So at this point, what happens? Like, is my wife saying, oh, you don't make as much as me, you need to get on, blase, blase? Right. Or is she saying, look at me. Well, I looked at her like, shoot, I need to catch up. A competitive, it was a
inspiration.
Inspiration. There we go. That's a proper word. It was inspiration to get up to her level. But there was no pressure.
Right.
Like, if you don't make this, I'm leaving. Or this, that, another. It wasn't that. It was, hey, if I keep doing with this, she was saying, if I keep going like this, you'll be a at-home dad. If I keep making all this money, and I'm like, yep.
Right.
I'll be here taking care of the children, and that's just fine with me, if that's fine with you. And to me, that has to be the way people, you know, when you're talking, I mean, when you're with somebody, y'all have to understand each other that way. Mm-hmm. There's, I'm not better than you, you're not better than me. When she wasn't working, there was no time in my mind as a man. I was like, man, you ain't even paying no bills, you ain't got this, you ain't got that.
Right.
The simple fact was that I saw her working and trying to do something.
Right.
So I was fine with being with her.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to explain.
It was like with me and Angel, like we was dating. I was consistently working. I was already an electrician. She was in school with however much debt, $90,000-$100,000 worth debt.
Mel got that student loan.
You know what I'm saying? She was in school. Angel, and granted, Angel's always had little jobs here and there, but it hasn't always been something worth actually having. When I proposed, Angel didn't have no job. Literally that weekend I proposed, she got a call from her manager, found out she booked ER.
Mm.
Me as an electrician, I'm not competing with that money.
Yeah.
And on top of that, me transferring from Kentucky to California, I no longer had a job anyway. I just had money saved up.
Mm-hmm.
But I was moving out California. Like, all right, I got my money saved up. This should be able to hold us until I find something.
Yeah.
We should be good. Angel books ER that same weekend. Of course, I was the breadwinner all this time. Now she done already took off. She the breadwinner.
Mm-hmm.
That was 3 seasons. 3 years. What happened after that? ER didn't start another show.
Mm-mm.
That dwindled away. Now it's me. I'm the breadwinner.
Mm-hmm.
The whole time she was on ER, she never looked at me like, I mean, what else are you going to do? She saw me trying to work my way up.
Yep.
That's what I was trying to do, work my way up. ER done ended. I know Angel's consistently always looking for something. I understand the career that she's in, that she was in and still in. I understood the hills and valleys, the ups and downs. 99% of the actors and actresses that you know are not working.
Yeah. Not making money. Not,
not
making
the ones
money.
You know, but 99% of the actors do not work.
Yeah.
Probably most of the waiting people that work at restaurants, waiting tables, most of them are actors out here in California. Ooh, because they not working on no show. There's only so many shows, especially right now it's a strike. Mm. Anyway, so now I'm the breadwinner. We had to switch everything over. It's on my insurance. We start having kids. All the kids was on my insurance. It stayed like that. I never looked at her like, I mean, how much longer you going to stay in this career? I'm like, no, you working on your dream.
Mm-hmm.
Then things started picking back up. She started doing well. Now we in social media.
Yeah.
Angel has already been doing social media for up 10 years. Angel has a much bigger name than I do in social media.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to making money in social media, she's gonna have that upper hand for a real long time until something miraculous happens with me. She ain't looking at me like, oh, catch up.
Yeah.
Because I stepped over here with her to build something. But people that got a problem with this whole concept of who needs to do what and who needs to make what, and I can't be with nobody that makes less than this, they will never be able to build something extraordinary with anybody.
Yeah, because they always going to be looking.
Can't nobody make this more than me. Them two, the toxic masculinity, the toxic femininity, they will never be able to build something.
Yeah. See, and the different dynamics that I'm talking about is we were there from ground zero.
Right.
And then now you have situations where you have established people 30, 40 years old. just meeting somebody 30, 40 years old,
right,
making 50K and they're millionaires.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And
how 100K, 50K and 100K, whatever it
may be.
Yeah.
How does that dynamic work? You know,
we telling you.
Yeah.
You got to start somewhere. Yeah. Listen to people that are in the situation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't, if you like a dude or if you like a young lady and they make not enough money, I mean, that's.
Yeah. Ain't nobody saying go have somebody live off of you.
Yeah.
No. But if they working on something, building, they said, look, if you can't understand that, be single. Let's move on to that. Oh, go ahead.
But you can help them grow.
Yeah, now, help them grow. Build something.
On top of this, Marvin Sapp.
Marvin Sapp? I said Warren Sapp earlier.
You said, well, that's the football player.
Marvin Sapp.
Marvin
Sapp. Ain't he a football player, too?
No.
Ain't it two of them?
No.
Oh, okay.
Warren Sapp is the lineman. The
Buccaneers.
Yep.
Okay. Marvin Sapp.
Kudos to you, man. I like you, man. Marvin Sapp is the gospel singer.
One of them Sapps. Are they related?
I don't know. They two big boys.
Yeah, I was going to say they big.
Marvin Sapp said that women love conditionally and men love unconditionally.
Uh-huh.
For example, a billionaire will marry a nanny, but a billionaire woman would not even care about a guy making $100,000.
Look his way, yeah.
I agree, and then I don't agree. I agree because men, you know, you making money, men don't care about the occupation of a young lady and whatever they're doing.
There's something with the toxic men, as long as it's less than what they make.
You know, and
you
that's
got the
true
men
too.
Out there like, she can't make more than me.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, go find one of them women that.
But a man has to, Chris Rock also said, this man have to, we're loved under conditions that we provide something, right? Uh-huh. I believe it's the way of the world, man. You got to, a man has to provide something to create a life or family. Like, you have to protect, you have to provide financially if you can, but you have to provide something. Women have, obviously, if a man is making all this money and he wants the woman to submit, that's why the woman is submitting, because he's making a lot of money. I agree with and I don't agree with it, because unconditional and conditional. I think women love men unconditional because there's some dog ass men out here and women stick by their side. And that's unconditional love. You got men out here making kids on women outside of their marriages and the women stay. I call that unconditional love. But it is also true. I don't see, I'm not going to call it true. I just believe that wealthy women don't want to go backwards and pull a man out of the dirt and be with them in that light.
Hmm.
I'm not gonna say want, but you don't see it, because it does happen, because you just don't see it like that.
Cardi B, wasn't it Nicki Minaj?
There we go. Now, my point has been destroyed.
No, that's true. Said it does happen. No, what he said, I think he could have picked a better. I don't know. Maybe he did say exactly what he was trying to say, because. But I don't agree with it at all. It's like, women definitely love unconditionally. You have women that, like you said, women out here sticking with these men, having 1, 2, 3 affairs, having kids, they stick with them. Men getting hurt, injured, messed up, women stick with them, take care of them. And this, all of this stuff, they ain't supporting, they ain't providing nothing. Women are just taking care of these men. I think both men and women can definitely love unconditionally, But it is more common that the man, most men feel like they have to provide.
Yeah.
That's one of the excuses for dudes, when, especially when they're younger, even older. That's one of the excuses for men not wanting to get married, because they don't feel like they can provide a certain amount or certain things to support a family. They think they already have to have that to provide, and that's not true. I was one of them. Yeah, no, I ain't ready yet. Why are you not ready? It's a style tactic, whether they realize it or not. But that's why they think that they have to be able to provide a certain thing. They got to be able to protect, like Goose said, provide. They got to do this, do that, support the family. So to say that women love conditionally, that's just because if he truly thinks that, that's because he's thinking along the mindset of, well, men provide and women can only love if they're given to, or they have a support system like this. That's not true. I can't think of a creature on this planet that loves more unconditionally than a woman. Like, you see it all the time. Why is she still with him? Man. Why would she go through all of that with that man and stick with him?
Mm-hmm.
Because women be loving.
Yeah.
They don't be letting go, even when they should. They love to a fault.
Yeah. It's a double-edged sword now, because I see women just be wanting a man to be great, right? And in a man's eyes, sometimes it's like, dang, I can't do enough to please you. So it seems like we always have to go over and beyond what we have to do to get loved. So I'm making 100K, but that's not enough. I want to be able to take this trip, that trip, this trip. And the man's like, damn, I'm making 100K. Like, that's more than the average. Like, what else am I supposed to? So now the man is feeling, I have to, the only reason you're with me, or the only reason I can satisfy you, is by providing more and more and more and more. That's where I think Sap was trying to come.
Now, he said what he meant.
He said,
look, that man been doing what he does a long time. He been people's therapists and talking to people and preaching to people. He said exactly what he meant. He was not correct in what he said.
But it's not bad that women say that. It's a good thing. Us as men, we will sit in a comfortable space and never step out our box if it wasn't for women. So
yeah, that's what
I
would have been just fine in Lexington, Kentucky, as a general contractor or electrician.
Yes,
doing whatever.
Yep. But we need that. That's where
it didn't take much for me to be like, I could go out there and do some things.
That's what I'm saying. So that's where the you have to learn how to accept what's happening and interpret it the right way. So when women are they're encouraging a man, not putting the man down, when they want him to, okay, baby, you making 100K. Let's make 200K. In a man's mind, he's you ungrateful mother, you know what I'm saying? But in reality, she's like, no, I'm just trying to, we want to take this trip to Europe, first class seats are 10,000. We can't do that doing this. Let's try to do this so we can pay for this.
Yeah.
So men just have to look at it that way, and it'll switch on to more motivational speech than conditional type.
Yeah, with me and Angel, we made it like a friendly competitive. Like at the end of the year, we would always compare who made more. Like when she, after ER, things starts coming down and I was coming up, we met right there in the middle for a while, like making around the same, and it was always competitive. And then, you know, hers dropped below and then it went back up. And it's like, you know, but there's nothing wrong with that. Like we never like was side-eyeing each other or disappointed. It was just like, oh, you got me. All right. This is what I'm going to try to do next year. But anyway, let's go on and wrap this up, Goose.
Okay. Hold on. Let me say one more thing.
Man, because we over and Kennedy got a hard out.
Oh, okay. We can end it then. We ain't got to do that. You know what I'm saying? It also matters on when you meet the person, where you at in your life. Yeah. If you started 19, 20 year old with this person, then obviously y'all going to struggle together. But if you meet somebody in their 40s, y'all in your 40s, you're already in your ways, I'm in my ways. Bro, this is my lifestyle. I got to have a person making at least what I'm making. So you just got to live with those consequences, because you might not find a dude making as much as you, and you might not find a woman making as much as you. So,
right, yeah. Dating is to getting to know people. Yeah. So get to know your situation, who you with. Go ahead, Goose. Let them know where they can find you.
All right, you can catch me on IG, GOOLZBY, Building with Goose on YouTube, and Underreported on YouTube, and catch my wife, You've Got Mail, on IG as well.
Absolutely. Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus Hanna on the gram, Facebook at Marcus Hanna on the book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. Y'all can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit. You can go to M-A-N-S-H-Y-T and check that out. And if you're listening to this, you can watch this on YouTube. All you got to do is go to Tanksley TV, let us tell it. And if you're watching this, you can also listen to this anywhere you find podcasts, across all podcast streaming platforms. Think that's it. Stay tuned. Angel's going to be announcing a Mommy Confessions here coming up soon. Till then, we'll holler back at y'all next time. Y'all have a good one, fam.
We didn't.